Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, November 6th. First off, here on Wednesday, the following rundown of election results from the November 5th election is taken from a variety of sources. These unofficial results are as of 5 a.m. this morning and are according to the Delta County website, the Denver Post, the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the Montrose Daily Press, and the Delta County Independent. In Delta County, Linda Ewing, Beth Supis, and Dan Burke were all elected unopposed to the school board. The proposed 1% sales tax increase for public safety, also called Back the Badge, was narrowly defeated 51% to 49%. That is a difference of 227 votes. The 50J school district mill levy increase for transportation lost 57% to 42%. The mill levy increase for fire protection in Surface Creek lost 59% to 40%. And the mill levy increase for the public library district was defeated, failing 56% to 43%. In summation, all proposed mill levy increases in Delta County were rejected by voters. In Mesa County, Doug Levinson and Paul Pitten were both unopposed and were reelected to the school board. A proposed bond measure to raise money for building a new Grand Junction High School was defeated by a count of 53 to 47%. In Montrose County, Jacob Supis and Stephen Bush won re-election to the school board, and Sean Carroll will be on the school board as well after winning his seat. A citywide sales tax measure to increase Montrose Police Department funding passed by a narrow margin. Measure 2A passed by 60 votes, 3,257 for, 3,197 against. It will establish a 0.58% sales tax increase for more officers and a new police building in Montrose. The difference is less than 1% of total votes, but is not enough to trigger an automatic recount. Montrose's municipal sales tax will increase from 7.95% to 8.53%. Moving on to the statewide ballot measures, Proposition CC, which would have allowed the government to keep revenues raised by the Tabor Amendment, failed by a large margin. Voters rejected the proposal by a count of 55% to 44%. From Capitol coverage, KVNF's Scott Franz tells us more about the defeat of Proposition CC.
The ballot question sparked a battle between lawmakers who sought more funding for transportation and education and residents who think government spending should continue to be limited. Michael Fields was one of the most vocal opponents of Prop CC. He celebrated its failure with conservative lawmakers at a tavern in Denver.
I think there was an overreach that happened at the legislature. They wanted more money. They wanted to grow government. And I think the voters said no thanks, and by a pretty significant margin. I think we thought it was going to be pretty close, and it is a bigger margin than we thought.
Governor Jared Polis and other top Democrats supported Prop CC along with more than 90 organizations. It would have generated an estimated $300 million for road projects and education next year. I'm Scott Franz.
Proposition DD is the controversial measure that would legalize sports gambling in Colorado casinos, taxing the profit and using those monies for statewide water projects. As of this newscast, the outcome of Proposition DD is too close to call. With more on that story for the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, here's Luke Runyon.
Prop DD asked voters to allow existing casinos in the state to start taking bets on sports in order to pay for programs in the Colorado Water Plan. The plan passed in 2015 to address the state's growing gap between water supplies and demands. The measure earned the support of a broad coalition of recreational, environmental, agricultural, and municipal water users, as well as casino and gaming interests. The close vote comes even though the measure lacked a well-funded, organized opposition. The only registered opponent was Fort Collins-based Coloradans for Climate Justice. The Supreme Court in 2018 gave states the ability to legalize and tax sports betting. Since then, 17 other states have legalized some form of sports gambling. I'm Luke Runyon.
And please stay tuned to KVNF News for more coverage of the November 5th election results as they become available. Next, here on the newscast, we have more Capitol coverage for you. Governor Jared Polis is traveling to India this week for a trade mission focusing on renewable energy. Here's Scott Franz.
During the four-day trip, Polis will attend a renewable energy conference in New Delhi. He and a group of other state officials will also try to convince Indian companies to bring their business to Colorado. The state's Economic Development Office says India's tech industry has brought hundreds of jobs to Colorado in recent years. The trade mission is the first for Polis since he took office in January. Last month, Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera went on another trade mission to Australia and New Zealand. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
And we have this story from the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange. What happens to Pueblo chili seeds when they go to space? As KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports, a group of students at Pueblo Community College will soon find out.
The project is part of the school's STEM Career and Tech program. PCC is one of 21 schools in the state chosen for the NASA-funded Colorado Space Grant Consortium. Joey Matthews with PCC says for the past few years, students have sent balloon satellites up about 100,000 feet into the stratosphere. They then study various outcomes once the balloon returns.
This year, the students chose one of their experiments to be sending up chili seeds.
The goal is to study the seeds' germination rates compared to seeds that remain on the ground. The students will also send up saliva and yeast samples to study. Matthews attributes the Colorado Space Grant Consortium with helping students secure jobs before they graduate. I'm Abigail Beckman.
Finally today, the Denver Post reported this note about the ski industry. Breckenridge and Copper Mountain will both be open for the season on November 8th. Breckenridge currently has an 18-inch base and has accumulated 49 inches of total snowfall so far this season. Copper Mountain reports that the resort has accumulated 36 inches in total snowfall. The opening day for both ski resorts on Friday is expected to have a high temperature of 36 degrees. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, November 6th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.